a seifer, even if you have a person that does a lot of tzedakah hiddenly, privately, that's a big mitzvah, there's still what the person says, maten ba'seif yichaparaf, somebody that gives presents privately, is yichaparaf, will take away the anger, so pasha means Hashem will forgive you, but still on this chet Hashem won't forgive, lo yinakim adina shegehenim, but if a person that lives with an eshes ish, has a roi, is loose, Hashem won't forgive. It's more so like this. Not forgiving means it'll be much harder to do tshuva. Azara legasya ruach minayin. How do we know there's an aveira, there's an issa, to have a gasya ruach, to feel you're a big shot, to feel great about yourself? How do you know it's an aveira? Where's the azara? Omar Ravu Amaziri, the passage says, Shimu v'hazinu al tigvohu. Listen to me, al tigvohu, don't lift yourself up. We don't think you're great. So the pasuk in Yimyo, this is the Azara. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amar Mihocha. The pasuk says in Devarim, V'rom levovecha v'shachachta. If you'll lift up your heart, you'll think great about yourself. That's the spirit, you'll start to forget about Hashem. Because the more you makir Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, the more you see that you're nothing. So if you lift yourself up, you'll forget about Hashem. Uchsiv, and the pasuk says, Yishom alecho, ten tishrach Hashem es Hashem alekecho. There's a pasuk that says pen, which is Lashon Balav, to watch yourself, not to forget Hashem. So this is the love, not to become a Vagai, but not to have Gatha Yeruach. Ukin Rabbi Avin, Omer Rabbi Loi. The Omer Rabbi Avin, Omer Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Avin says over the name of Rabbi Loi, that Komakam Shenema, whenever the pasuk uses a word like Yishomer, or else a word like pen, or else a word like Vial, Einoi Ela Bloisasei. The Torah means to say it's a love, like over here. Hisham alecho, watch yourself, pen tishkach. So Hisham is the lashon of a lav, and pen is the lashon of a lav. There's a lav here, watch yourself, don't do things to come to forget Hashem, which means don't become a gasi ruach. Because by being a gasi ruach, you're going to forget about Hashem. Dorash Rav Aviro. Rav Aviro dashed like this. Zimnin omalo mishmei de Rav Asi. Sometimes said over there Rav Asi. Zimnin omalo mishmei de Rav Ami. Sometimes said over the name of Avami, that kol mokom sheyesh begasi ruach, anybody that has, kol adam, sheyesh begasi ruach, any person that has a gasi ruach, is l'soif mismayit, at the end Hashem will put him down, Rashi's mechshivosa, he'll lose his chashivas, his importance. Shinam HaPosit says, roimu mat, roimu, the ones that are high, mat will become small. The Shema Tov, maybe you'll say Yeshnu Boilem, but they'll still be Miskayim, they'll still be in the world. Talmud Leim, the pasuk right away says, no, V'yenenu, they won't be here. They won't be Miskayim, they won't stay alive too long. V'yem Chayzubay, if he does tshuva, is Nesap is Mana, then he'll die at his right age. Ki Avram Avinu, he'll die at the age of like Avram Avinu, Shenemar it says, V'humchu kechol yikotsun ki Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Heis V'humchu, a person becomes again an anif, the Rashi says v'humchu means v'yimchaza v'nasa anuf. A person becomes again an anuf. It's shemamaya chesatznoi. He makes himself low. Is kachol yikafson. He'll be like all the people that says the word koil, and it says the word koil by Avram Avinu. Karom Yisrael Yaakov the Sibu. It says by the others ba'koil mikoil koil. So, if a person makes himself an anif. He'll be zayich etav and arichas yomim like Avram Yisrael Yaakov. V'im lav and if not, or kerosh shibarlis shimalu. If he doesn't become of ananif, he'll be like a rosh shibarlis. He'll be a yimalu who like fade away. Yeah. Now mayu kerosh shibarlis. What does it mean to be the head of the stalks? So Rafuna Rav Chizdu Chadama ki sasa de shibuta. Mamish like the head of the stalks. So Rashi says, Kavoya shel shibernus, shekurin zokin ashibernus, vul nishpar v'noifu melus. It falls off the stalks. But that's this person will come, will be broken down into nothing. The chadam of a son, some say no, it means ki shibernus atzma, like the stalk itself, not the top of it, but the stalk itself. So Gemara says, Vishleim alamandi yom asasso di shibuto, if it means the top part of the stalks, hainu desilu kurosh shibernus. That's why it says like the head, the top of the shibarlis. It means you'll be like the top shaft on top of the stalk that the wind just blows it away. Elo lamandi yoma ki shibulto atzma. It means like you'll be like the stalk itself. If so, Mayu Kurosh Shibarlis. What does the pasuk mean to be like the head of the Shibarlis? Where do you see the head here? You're saying it just like a regular Shibarlis. So Ravasi v'chein tonen the Rabbi Shmuel Moshe liyodim. It's an example to a person. She nichnas l'toich sodeyu. He goes into his fields. Gavoya gavoyu malakit. What does he collect? The top parts of it first. So also means also, you'll be collected first. A person that has this sagaiva, he'll be collected first. Then the person in Yishayo says, v'yazdake yoshvaruch. But a person that humbles himself, that Hashem likes. So Rav Huna of Rav Chizda. So Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. Chadam one says, what's the solution of yes? It means iti daka. That means that Hashem will be, Hashem is saying a person that's a humble will be with me. Iti daka. He'll be with me. The Chadam ani at daka. I'll be with him. Ani at daka means I'll be with him. Because Hashem likes a person that's humble. So Rashi says, iti daka means a little different. Rashi, iti daka means, ani magvioi, I'll lift him up. Like he's living near me. V'aynu eshken adaka. And the second one says, no. Ani adaka means, ani markin shchinosi yetzloi. Forget, I'll bring my shchina down to him. So that's just two things. Does it mean that Hashem will lift him up to Hashem shchina? Or does it mean Hashem will bring his shchina down to him? Tamar says on the Stavra, it's more of a svara, command the Yama Aniyat Daka, that Hashem will bring himself down to him. Why? Shri HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aniyat Kol Horem Ugvoyis. Fehishra Shchinosal Al HaSinai. Hashem left alone all the big mountains and went to the small HaSinai to bring the Torah. Fulagova HaSina Lamalan, and HaSina was not lifted up. So you see, rather, since HaSina was an honor of life, Hashem came down to it. Amar Rabbi Yosef. First, you should always learn from HaKadosh Baruch himself. Learn from Midas Koinai. Then what? Shari HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heniya kol horem ugvoyis. Hashem left over all the big mountains. V'ishra shchinos al ha'ar Sinai. And also, v'niya kol ilonos teivois. V'ishra shchinos v'sneh. Hashem went down to the low, to the humble. So we have to learn that Hashem likes humble people. Omer Reb Loza. Kolodim sheish megastas ruach. Whoever has a haughty heart is royal legadil kashera. He's fit to be chopped down like an asher, like an avodah zarah tree. Ksiv Ocha says over here, v'roimei hakoyma giduyim. Says what the people that are big should be like giduyim, chopped down. Ksiv Ocha says avodah zarah v'yashereim tigadeyun, that you should knock down this avodah zarah tree. So gastas ruach is like that. The Yomer Reb Loza. Kolodim sheish megastas ruach. And aforoi ninar, whoever has gastas ruach, if after he dies, mashmi won't get up by tchias amesim. Rashi says, make us tchias amesim. His dust won't move around by tchias amesim. Shneimer the pasuk says, akitzoi v'rananu shoch neyofer. Mashmi, who's going to wake up by yemos hamashiach by tchias amesim? Shoch neyofer. People that lived on this world by the ground. That means shichve biyofer them. It doesn't say the people that are living in the ground now, the people that are dead. El shochne yofer. That means mi shenasa shochne yofer b'chayiv. A person, even when he was alive on this world, he made himself humble as if he's living on the ground. Such a person will wake up by tchias amesim. V'yomer Reb Loza kolodim sheish begatzas ruach shchina mileles olov. The shchina alone like cries for him. Shneimer the pasuk says v'gavoya mimchoik yiyoda yiyedo. The mashma from far away will be known. Rashi's Rashi the Kriyas says, "Ki Yiram Hashem v'shofa Yira v'gvayim rochad mekaidim shetav alav puranis yom rabim yedish chinasim misaynis." Even before the punishment comes, the shin is like crying for him. Dora Shrav Varavira v'itayma son say Rabbi Elazar, "Bo rei, come and see. Shloi kemidas Hakadosh Baruch Hu midas bas v'dom. Hashem is not like us. Midas bas v'dom. How do we act? Gvoya royes agvoya. A high person sees somebody high." But the Engvoya Royas a shuffle. Something high does not look down to somebody that's low. Avamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einokin is not that way. Hu Gvoya Hashem is high, but for Royas a shuffle, Hashem looks down to the humble people, to the low people. Shenema Kirom Hashem v'shuffle Yira. But Hashem will see, the shuffle will see the humble. Amar Rav Chizda v'itayna marukfa. Kolodim sheish begatza saruach, whoever has this holiness in him. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like to him, Ein ani v'hu yecholim lo da b'yolim. Hashem and you can't live together. Hashem doesn't like you. Hashem doesn't want you to be in his world. Shneimer pasuk says, Milosh nebasei suriyehu, oisei atzmitz, kivayi einayim, or rechoiv levov, oisei loy uchal. Such a person I can't take, like I can't be with him. Sal tikri oisei el itoi. That means loy uchal, that Hashem can't be with him. So a person that's a gvoya lev, Hashem can't be with him. Ika demasti, some say the spasa goes on, Ika demasti la mesapri lashon hara. This pasuk is going on people that talk lashon hara. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Milosh nei basay sariyum." Is people talk lashon hara about their friends? Is oisei atzmitz? Such a person I'll destroy. Hashem can't take such a person. Omer Rebbe Alexandria, kol adam shiyesh begasas ruach. Whoever has this haughtiness in him is afilo ruach kimoch rosoi. Even a small wind to blow him down. So Rashi says, "Peronius kala." Even a little punishment will get him off our tumult, will deter him, will make him upset. Because the more great you think, any little thing that goes wrong that bothers you, you go crazy about it. So even a small punishment will make you crazy. It is called a krosse, will fatumma, you'll mix you up. Shneimer the pasuk says, Varashoyim ki yam nigrash. The Rishoyim will be disturbed like the yam. Ma yam, just like by the yam, by the ocean. Sheyesh by kam revias ruach. There's a lot of water there. Ruach kimach rosa, a little wind comes and makes a storm. Is adam shein by a revias, the person only has revias down inside him like, is achas and achas kamach bakama, that a small wind will blow him up, but make him disturb him a lot. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Talmud Chacham, Tzorach Shihei Boi Echad Mishmoina Bishminis. 1/8, that's how much gaiva you have to have. In other words, to think mamish you nothing, that's not so good either. A little bit you can think about yourself. That's called an eighth of an eighth. An eighth of an eighth you're allowed to have. Rashi says, Achim Mishmer Mishmer Rashi says, Mishka Kotanu, Father Kolem, it's so she ma'at gaiva, shno ye kal ye rosh, mistoil them boy, be a dvor miskad them aleim, a kubakochem. So the Talmud Chacham can't be like a nobody. The people won't listen to you. Some prestige you have to have a little bit. 1/8. In the Grosser, there's a right from the Pasuk by Yaakov, it says, the Katanta Mikol HaChsodim, that was the 8th Pasuk, and it was the 8th Parsha in the Torah. That's the 1/8 of the guy that he's allowed to have. Yeah. Right. So Kaponim, 1/8 he's allowed to have. Echad Mishmoina Bishminis. Omer Rav Huna Bredrem Yeshua. He should Rashi's gasas muat no. A little bit is good, but again it's loy. It wraps around you, etashibolis, like around the stalk. That's good. A little bit gaiva for Talmud Chacham that people should listen to him is good. Amar Rava, b'shamto the ispei or b'shamto the lesbei. Rashi says gasi ruach. Well, somebody that has gaiva is like Vishamtoi. Vishamt lesbei gas is purta. And if you don't have any type of a gaiva, it's also no good. If you shame for the year, you're raving, man. People won't be afraid of you. If you aim by kerech lechichem, you won't be able to tell them things. So therefore, like we're saying, a little bit you're supposed to have. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Lo yimino v'lo miktsos. Nachman said, no, I don't want it, not even a little bit. Trashu b'lo yechpas odom. A person should not want. Lo yimino v'lo miktsos. The mizut to my the current like crow twelve as Hashem. It says mizutri is it so small? The assuming what the pasuk says to avas Hashem kol gavay leiv. Mashma Hashem doesn't like it. So if Hashem doesn't like it, he said a person should not want it. Not even a little bit you shouldn't want. Because grad if you're a Talmud Chacham and you want people to respect you and to listen to you, and that's the way you'll be magrich them on the right way. So a little bit you have to have, but not because you should want it, but just you need it. Amachiskiya. Ain't tfilosoi shalodam nishmas, a person's tfil is not heard, elim came emesim liba kabosar. He makes his lave like basar soft, like soft meat, he softens his heart, becomes an onuf. Shneimer the pasuk says, voyim midechodesh bechodshoi, yovei kol basar lishtachvois, kol basar mashma yalev should be like basar, should be soft. Rashi says, kabosar shurach, it's soft, v'loi kevin shukosha. Lishtachvois lispaul, oisam. Shame boss you will be spallow, he and Nishmael Lefonai, People that are soft, they should come and daven. Avagasa yeruach lo yavo. Fadom Rav Zera, Bosa ksivbe, it says Bosa, v'nirpa odom lo ksivbe, v'nirpa. Rashi says, Bosa ksivbe, no, Bosa ksivbe, v'nirpa. Ubosa kiya boi v'oiroi shchin v'nirpa odom. Kiya v'or v'soroi, negat ras, kisiya v'yodom, so he said, lo ksiya v'yodom lo ksiv v'chad minayu, v'nirpa. Lefidakecho atalomad shemishu rach biyonav kibos, somebody that's soft like meat, korav lisrapais, he'll become healed up right when Yisur Maboy Malov. Havamishu kosher kadoma, and if was, there's no healing for him. So Pasuk is like this. Bosok siv bei venirpa. And when the Pasuk talks about Bosor, it says venirpa, you'll be healed up. A person that's soft, that's an onav, there's a healing for you. But Odom, a person that holds himself like an Odom, like a gasiya ruach, then like siv bei venirpa. By him, the Pasuk does not say venirpa, like he won't be able to be healed up. Omer Rabbi Yechon says, Odom, what does the word Odom mean? Odom comes from Aleph, means, Rashi says, Loma nikra shmoi Odom, shu ofa dam mor. That's where it comes from. Odom, the Gemara says, is Aleph is for ofar, Dalet is for dam, and Mem is for mor. Rashi says, Kulaymai, Kulay hevel, a whole person is nothing, is wind. Lekach ayi is goa, morihi, lechluchas mora yetsim min amrira shevakavis, like the gallbladder. That means very sharp and bitter things. That's where a person is. He's made out of dirt, blood, and bitterness. Shevakavis, the miskaveris odom, hakeril lefi achadoshim, vishinu itim, fi amaychul sheikha, vi yoda boi chaloyim negoi makovim. So kitzi, you shouldn't be a bagaibinik. Bosa, where does the word bosa come from? Busha, Sirucha and Rima. Also, Bosa is a busha from embarrassment, Sirucha, ratting away, and Rima, like worms. Ika the army, some say, Shol. The word Shol, Rashi, Mokam, Shol, Besai. That the Chsiv, Pishin. Yeah. And the Shin goes on Shol. Yeah. Omer Ravashi. Kol Odom Sheesh Pagasei Ruach. Whoever has haughtiness inside him, thinks it's great, is L'Soif Nifchas. At the end, will come to be nothing. Rosh Hashanah Mismayz Nachshiv Osoi. V'nachas Pochus Tanoshim. He'll be a lower class person. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'la'aseis, V'la'asapachas. By Negoyim it says, V'yein Seis, El